We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes, no.
No?
Sir, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not.
No, it's not fun anymore, not even a little bit.
Just look at that, he hit the fucking ball. That gets a free steak. You having fun yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a blast, thanks.
Good.
All right, welcome back to Big Screen Sports, the sports movie podcast brought to you by Blue Wire Podcast. I am your host, Kyle Bandujo. Today, we are doing the first of hopefully many Patron's Choice episodes. I will get into what exactly a Patron's Choice episode is here in a few minutes. First, need to do some housekeeping. Got a shout out, new patron, Mike Dries. Mike, welcome to the Big Screen Sports Patreon. What is the Big Screen Sports Patreon? That is patreon.com/bigscreensports. A big shout out to our producer level patrons. That is Aaron Figueroa, Mike Schubert, Steve Rogers, Christine, and Kevin Frost. If you go to patreon.com/bigscreensports, you can support the show. You can vote on movies that this podcast will cover. Barring a shocking upset, it is, if you're listening to this the day it drops, it's August 30th. Barring a random influx of patrons and votes, it looks like the patrons have voted on episodes on The Greatest Game Ever Played for the month of September, the Shia LaBeouf golf movie, and Almost Famous is the non-sports movie of the month for next month, something that I'm certainly not mad about. That movie is perfect. But every month I am going to throw out votes, you know, polls for patrons to vote on, you know, pick what this podcast covers. We're also, you know, patrons get to participate in Patron's Choice episodes, which we're doing right now here today live. You get Discord access, trying to build that up, and you get stickers. Who loves stickers? You love stickers. I love stickers. We all love stickers. So today's episode is the first Patron's Choice episode of August. So what Patron's Choice is going to be and what it's going to be moving forward. When I put this together, I wanted to hear from my listeners. I've been doing this solo. Well, me and a guest have mostly been doing every single episode for the past 2 years. We've built a pretty cool community. We had the Facebook group, lots of listeners that I enjoy chatting with. I wanted to hear your takes. You guys have had to hear my shitty takes for 2 years now. I wanted to hear what you guys wanted me to talk about, wanted the subject matter. There's so much that can happen with sports movies. You know, the fun thing about them, they inspire debate. Everyone seems to love them or hate them, depending on the sports movie. So with the Patron's Choice episode, for one, there's a certain tier of the Patreon that every month going to have those patrons, people in that tier supporting the show, suggest kind of what topics we should cover. They could be something fun. I will say for September, it's going to be which real life athlete or coach or something like that deserves their own biopic, you know, a la like a 42 or an Ali or something like that. And which sports movie has the best, you know, final game clash or something like that. So those are going to be the topics we're going off. And it's not just going to be me talking about this or me and a guest talking about this. I want to hear my patrons' takes. I want to, you know, hopefully in the future, these are longer with more contributions. You know, the longer we build up this community with more, you know, cool, fun topics, more takes from the listeners. So I'm excited with this first one. It was something that we just started the Patreon. So it's based off an episode I did with Chris Long about a little over a month ago now, where I had Chris Long on the pod and he talked about the five movie characters that he would most want to hang out with. He didn't pick sports movie characters. Chris Long, his own words, is not a huge sports movie fan. So he picked just movie characters that he would want to hang out with. The first one he picked was actually a sports movie character. It was Ricky Bobby's dad, but he picked like the dude from The Big Lebowski and the wolf from Pulp Fiction. It was kind of fun. It was, if you're a fan of Chris Long, it was very much a Chris Long set of picks. I enjoyed doing the episode, and I thought that without a lot of time to decide on some topics or whatever, it would make a good topic for our first Patron's Choice episode. So I put out a call to our inaugural group of patrons, basically just asking if you could pick, any amount of sports movie characters, really, who would you choose to hang out with? And some of our patrons did what I would do and get real specific on which character, how you would want to hang out with these characters. Because when I talked to Chris, I think what he suggested, he thought of, maybe it'd be some kind of mutually agreed upon activity, some middle ground. But with any of these characters, you could say, oh, I'd like to go to a bar with this guy, or I'd like to do something. So I think our patrons did a very good job of that, the submissions we get. So I hope everyone enjoys this. I'm going to, read these through, talk them out. This is something that I hope becomes a really fun tradition for this podcast, kind of a way to change things up each month, something to kind of wrap the month in and get some takes from the listeners. On next week's episode, we're going to get right back into covering sports movies. Well, actually, not sports movies per se, but a movie that has all the hallmarks of a sports movie. We're going to be talking about Whiplash. My buddy, returning guest, Mike Schubert, is going to be on. He's going to talk about his new podcast too, which is something I am very excited for. Going to be talking to Whiplash, little Miles Teller, J.K. Simmons action. And something we talked about in this podcast in the past is that movies like that, like School of Rock or Pitch Perfect, have all the sports movie hallmarks, all those themes, just aren't technically quote-unquote about sports. So we're going to cover Whiplash. We've got a great slate for the month of September and hopefully going to wrap it with another good Patron's Choice episode. So let's get right into it. This first submission is from patron number one. It's my guy, Aaron Figueroa, who just got married. Shouts to Mr. and Mrs. Figueroa. Shouts to them. Aaron is, love talking with Aaron. And it was, awesome. I'm very glad that he chimed in. I think he was the first patron to join. I think he was the first person to chime in on this topic. And Aaron got very specific with who he's picking and how he would want to hang out with them, which I appreciated. So his number one, the first guy he listed, whiskey and a cigar with Jimmy Dugan. So Jimmy Dugan, that is Tom Hanks from A League of Their Own. So my only thing with this, Jimmy Dugan seems like a great guy. It's probably my favorite Hanks performance, if we're being honest. Like, he is incredible. I've had the take for the longest time that Tom Hanks is actually better as a supporting actor than a lead actor. I mean, he's great. But think about Jimmy Dugan. Think about Carl Hanratty from Catch Me If You Can. I love Hank. Think about Mr. White in That Thing You Do, which he also directed. Supporting Hanks is a great Hanks. But so whiskey and a cigar with Jimmy Dugan sounds great. He would have all those, those old fun baseball stories from back in the day when he was in the majors before he drank his way out. The only problem with Jimmy Dugan, and it's probably a theme with a lot of these kind of sports movie characters, and just you think about old athletes in general, there's a chance that you're out having this whiskey with him, and then suddenly you look up and he's slammed like an entire bottle of whiskey. He's an absolute mess. I mean, we saw this guy piss in front of a room full of women. We saw some despicable things early in the movie of A League of Their Own. Jimmy Dugan, he loves the booze, but he would be a good time. So this next one Aaron has, this is an interesting pick. He said beers with the 1980 USA hockey team from Miracles. So these guys, obviously based on real people, I will let this slide. That would just be a fun reunion, just the real life guys. Like, that would be a fun reunion to be a part of. I'm sure there's got to be. I can't believe there's not some like documentary of all the surviving ones sitting around a table drinking beers. But I'm a huge fan of Miracles, a Hall of Fame movie. The God Gavin O'Connor, he is just the absolute best. So the crew, one of the things that works really well about this movie is that the chemistry between these characters, the ones based off real life people, but the chemistry is absolutely there. Most of the actors do an absolute bang up job. You feel like the guys from Minnesota and the guys from Boston University are in Boston College are, you know, you feel like they have that rivalry and you feel like they have that rapport and you see the team grow as the movie goes. So it would absolutely be a righteous group of dudes to have a beer with. Next up for him, you got to have, I would say you got to have a Costner character if you're going to pick top five sports movie characters you'd want to hang out with. And so I struggle with that on my list. I should have said earlier, I am doing my list at the end of this episode. But Aaron went with Ray Kinsella from Field of Dreams, and he went a glass of wine with Ray Kinsella. And I don't hate it. I feel like Ray Kinsella could be a good hang. I feel like he could also be kind of an odd hang. He is, and we see this in the movie, he's kind of a spacey guy. Seems like he's fun on a road trip. Him and Terrence Mann have a good time driving back from Boston and driving back from Minnesota and stuff like that. But, you get a couple glasses of wine in Ray Kinsella, he's getting sappy, he's kind of wearing you out. I don't know. I love Field of Dreams too. Three Hall of Fame movies that Aaron has picked. But spoiler alert, Ray Kinsella is not my Costner character that I'm going to hang out with. But he's probably, I would say he's not dead last in the Kevin Costner. Actually, you know what? He might be dead last. I'm going to holster that take of all the Kevin Costner sports movie characters. He might. Yeah, actually, you know what? I take that back. The coach from McFarland, USA. That guy is dead last. That movie was a lot better than I thought. But I'm not hanging out with that guy. Aaron's next guy is someone who is, he's recent, but he is a true fucking lord. He's here, he's there, he's every fucking where. He's Roy Kent. Aaron wants to drink pints of Guinness with Roy Kent. I'll get into some more Roy Kent stuff later, but Roy Kent, he is one of my favorite television characters of all time. If you've been listening to the Ted Lasso recaps, which me and Alex McDaniel are doing every Thursday, I'd be surprised if you're listening to this episode and not those, but every Thursday, again, coming up this Thursday with episode 6. But yeah, Roy Kent is amazing. To wrap up Aaron's top five list here, he goes with, and I think I had thrown this out, that you could pick someone who is not from a sports movie, and I'll admit in my list I've got someone who's not from a sports movie. He says any party with the Stanger brothers from Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. So here's the thing. I know Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. That's Adam Devine and Zac Efron. I have not seen that. So is that a movie that I need to add into my repertoire? Is that something I would enjoy? I think that's Aubrey Plaza as well. Is this a movie I would enjoy? Because it's something that flew under my radar. I mean, I was aware of it, but I never checked it out. So I don't know. Maybe Aaron, when you listen to this, shoot me a DM on Instagram, make your case for this movie. He's also got a bonus. He'd never hang with Jay Niles. The guy was a total douche. If you do not know who Jay Niles is, that means you haven't seen Everybody Wants Some and you're doing yourself a disservice. It is one of the best movies of the past 10 years. Best sports movies, best movies in general, one of my favorites. We're not done talking about it in this episode. So big thanks to Aaron Figueroa, my guy, patron number one. This was a great list. Very glad he participated in Patron's Choice. He's got some bangers for next month's Patron's Choice. Little spoiler alert there. So big thanks to Aaron. Love these picks. Okay, next up submitting their picks, it is Connell McNeilis, the guy who is my go-to whenever I have questions about hockey movies or hockey in general. I actually messaged him, I think it was like a month ago, and was like, hey man, I want to do a certain hockey movie. I don't know when hockey season actually starts or when preseason hype for hockey starts. So he has been my guiding light in that. Predictably, he's got a hockey movie in his. So his number one, Close Down a Dive Bar with Crash Davis. There's not much more I can say on this. I mean, that's the perfect one. That's literally, if you put me in the end scene of Bull Durham, or like one of the end scenes when he's playing pool at that bar that he calls a dump and the guy gets kind of pissed. Like that's great. Me, Connell, and Crash Davis hanging out in that dive bar. Finish a 30 with Shane Falco and his houseboat. All in on that. listeners of this podcast know that I am very high on The Replacements. I think it is severely underrated. The Falco houseboat situation, I'm a huge fan of. I said it to my wife the other day when I threw on The Replacements because it was on TV for 15 minutes. And after she was done rolling her eyes at me for throwing on this movie for the millionth time, I was like, I could kind of see myself becoming a houseboat guy. Like if I had a bad midlife crisis, like I could see myself in a houseboat. So it'd be fun to test that out with Shane Falco, one of my favorite Keanu performances. His number three is Down Some Whiskey and Talk Life with Coach Beard. That is, again, we're two for two on Ted Lasso. That is another one where that would be, because Beard has some stories, and we certainly haven't got the thing about Beard is dropping in these small dynamite things. Like earlier in the season, we find out that he's dated a bunch of dancers, and at least one of those breakups ended very poorly. Like listening to Beard talk about life, because he gives good advice, he's got a very good understanding of the human element, but also like I just want to hear stories from Beard. I want to hear what life for Beard has been like. So I would like him to give me advice, which I feel like he would be good at, and then I would just be like, hey man, tell me about some crazy breakups, because I couldn't be more here for that. His next pick is something that I would love to be like, yes, this sounds like a great time. It does sound like a great time, but I can't really comment on it because it's play in the Saturday game and close down probably the only bar in Mystery Alaska with the boys. I have not yet seen Mystery Alaska. Connell and every other hockey movie fan have told me to watch Mystery Alaska. It is something that maybe I'm going to put it in a patrons, you know, movie choice poll soon, or maybe I'm just going to just go ahead and take the initiative and cover it. But I have heard so many good things, and I truly think before I started this podcast, I had never heard of Mystery Alaska, the movie. So I'm almost worried that it's kind of building up some hype, but playing in a Saturday hockey game, I would like to imagine myself as like, it'd be a very fun thing to go out and play on like a frozen lake, fun hockey game with the boys, go to the bar, slam some beers. I can't skate, so that's tough. That's a tough beat, but that's something I would like to be put in this environment. If you are someone who has a pickup game of hockey, maybe some roller hockey with the Blades, considering I live in Texas, holler at me. Connell's number five, Tear Up Cleveland with Ricky Vaughn and the boys from Major League. I assume he's talking about Rick Vaughn from Major League 1, because Rick Vaughn from Major League 2, that sucks. Most of the guys in Major League 2, we don't talk about it enough. Like, yeah, the movie has some funny parts, but like almost every dude in Major League 2 has turned into a tough hang, and that's kind of the plot of the movie, but even at the end, they're all still kind of tough hang. So back to Major League One. Yeah, I mean, Rick Vaughn is fresh out of prison and then given a big league paycheck. That is a recipe for some fucking bonkers nights out. And he's so famous and he's so beloved in Cleveland that he's untouchable. So you don't really have to worry about things going south because the entire city is going to look after him. Like he's handing out autographs. You know, that'd be a great one, because the perk of going out with a famous athlete like that is the access, and is the cool thing is you are not the one being fawned on by people, like fawned over and people all up in your shit and stuff like that, but you're getting the access, you're getting the free drinks and all that stuff. So going out in Cleveland, I've heard good things about Cleveland as well, and I'm sure Cleveland in 1989, sure you could run into a good time with that. So when he says the boys from Major League as well, so probably not going out with Jake Taylor. He's old. I don't think he's going out. He's chasing Lynn all the time. You're probably going out with Willie Mays Hayes. That'd be sick. You got Serrano. That's your muscle right there. That's, you know, no one's gonna mess with the crew. He can probably slam beers. Eddie Harris, he probably goes out with the boys. Eddie Harris gave me like single or divorced, you know, divorced dad vibes, and is just, he's probably a grade A scumbag out there at the bar. So that would be a fun one. It's funny, when I put my list together, Major League didn't even come to mind, and there's actually a couple good choices. Going out with Harry Doyle, I mean, going out with Bob Ecker in general would be amazing, but Harry Doyle from Major League, that would be a fun guy to just slam whiskey with at a bar.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, so rounding out the patron submission with two patrons who just, they basically picked one character that they'd want to hang out with. The first up, my buddy Mike Schubert, who is going to be joining me on this podcast very, very soon. Very excited for that. Mike, who is the host of the new Percy Jackson podcast, it's a Percy Jackson, I guess, reread series, the newest Olympian. Mike, I don't want to put words in his mouth, I think he is doing the same thing he did with his Potterless podcast, where he is experiencing these books for the first time and then doing a podcast. Mike is great at what he does. I encourage anyone who is a fan of the Percy Jackson books, or like me, who is going to be reading them for the first time and experiencing that with my child, that, you know, everyone check that out. But Mike said, and this is an interesting one, I want to hang with Benny the Jet Rodriguez. He asks, is he the most wholesome sports hero pre-Ted Lasso? He's at least the highest intersection of good at sport and nice kid, which is true, because a lot of the, I feel like in a lot of kids sports movies, the kid who's at first the best is kind of rough around the edges. Like, my mind goes to Kelly Leak, who was a god in the Bad News Bears, but like was 12 years old and ripping heaters and just generally like not a nice guy for the early time. So Benny the Jet Rodriguez, like, if you grew up watching The Sandlot, that is the kid you want to be. Like, everyone, like, you wish you're Benny. You're actually probably more like Smalls. Like, that's at least my problem. But yeah, I mean, Benny was, as a kid growing up, Benny was an absolute icon. So that's a very good choice. He would be the kid that everyone in the neighborhood would want to be friends with. That's why that movie works so well, is that that actor is just a very believable, that everyone would gravitate towards Benny the Jet Rodriguez. So the last patron submission is from Steve Rogers, aka Captain America. He only offered up one, just offered up the great Crash Davis, which, can't argue with that. I think for me, this is a good time to segue into who my top five sports movie hangs with, starting with Crash Davis. I mean, there's not really a whole lot to say if you've been listening to this podcast for, even if you've been listening to it for like a month, it's probably apparent how much I love this character. I love the performance by Costner. It's my favorite. Kevin, when you do this, you know, your five favorite sports movie hangs, you probably have to pick one of the Costner characters, and this one, it's an easy bet for me. I would have loved to have seen Costner pick up he probably ends up like would have had to have been in the best actor category. I'm not looking at the 1989 Oscars right now, but he probably would have been nominated for best actor, not best supporting. But it's a phenomenal role. Love Kevin Costner. I wrote under the pseudonym Crash Davis for years, so that's an obvious one for me. My other one, a lot of these will be, if you have listened to this podcast, I took ones from movies we have done episodes on. So a recent episode, Everybody Wants Some, Finn, who is played by Glenn Powell. I have a mountain of Glenn Powell stock. In that movie, Finn is he's kind of like the adult Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Benny the Jet grew up and like to party, that everyone gravitates to, and every team, I said this in the episode with Christopher Crawford, that every team has that one guy that they gravitate to, and hey, where's the party at tonight? What are we doing? If someone suggests an idea, they look to that guy for approval, and that is Finn. He's a lot of fun. Seemed like he would be a great senior, and Everybody Wants Some. He's an older guy. Our main character is a freshman. Finn seems like he would be a great senior, great mentor, great fun guy to be around. So he is an automatic for me. Huge Glenn Powell fan. So the next one is an episode I've covered on this podcast, and I am cheating, but it's my show, so I'm going to do that. This is not a sports movie, but it's a movie I covered in the non-sports section. Trent from Swingers, Vince Vaughn, double down Trent. This is the guy you want to go to Vegas with, but it's something, you know, we talked about in the episode. He is not only a guy that you'd want to hang out with, want to be in your, you know, your crew just because he's fun. He's a good time. Women clearly like him. Like, that's all great. But he's a hype man. We see him all throughout Swingers, you know, trying to just get Jon Favreau's character out of the, you know, he's down in the dumps. He's trying to pump that guy up. He's trying to give him confidence. He's a great confidence guy. And you need that. That's a guy you want to hang out with. It feels good to go out with a confidence guy, someone who genuinely wants you to be happy in whatever, with whatever is going to make you happy and is going to pump you up to do that. And I think we all need that sometimes. So Trent is an automatic. Next up for me, it is Doug Glatt from Goon, Sean William Scott's character. I have never been to Canada. I have never even really been up north. I can't skate, which I mentioned earlier when we were talking about Mystery Alaska. But I would love to go to a Canadian bar with this guy. Number one, because, you know, like, even if you accidentally bump into someone or spill your drink on someone, like, no one's either fighting you or going to win that fight because you've got Doug with you, which is always great. But he seems like a great time. And I would assume with this, you also get to hang out with his buddy played by Jay Baruchel, who that guy seems like a lot of fun. Seems like he'd be a little bit of a wild card. Maybe you get to hang out with his entire hockey team. That sounds great. But just like slamming beers in a Canadian bar, watching like a, I don't know, like a St. Louis Blues match or something. That's the first hockey team I could think of. That seems like a really fun time to me. So I'd be in on hanging with Doug Glatt from Goon. Finally, I want to wrap up with someone who, it's not a movie, it's a character. It's a character I've talked about very recently. It's a character I'll be talking about for the next few months. But it's Roy Kent. Roy Kent is my favorite character, I would say, on TV right now. I prefer him over any of the other characters in Ted Lasso, though they're all great. I prefer him, I guess, over Succession. It'd probably be the only other TV show I can think of where I'm like, maybe I'd want to hang out with some of those people, but most of the people from Succession are awful. But Roy Kent, I think Alex and I talked about this in our Ted Lasso recaps a while back, in that Roy would be a lot of, like, young Roy would be a lot of fun to hang out with, but he gets pretty wild. But even now, like, going to, I doubt actually Roy frequents soccer bars. It's probably, or football pubs or whatever. It's probably not a great experience for him. Probably get swarmed by fans, and it doesn't seem like Roy likes people, but that would just be a fun guy to go slug drinks with, hear him, just essentially hear him talk like he does when he's commentating soccer, like he's doing the studio thing, but just like hear him drink beers with him and watch a soccer match and just hear him kind of like rip on guys or talk about it or something. Like I would be all in. Brett Goldstein as Roy Kent is just, he's killing it. I really hope he takes home an Emmy. He seems like he's getting a lot of hype for that. A lot of good publicity, but yeah. So that my five, Finn and Everybody Want Some, Double Down Trent, Swingers, Doug Glatt from Goon, Roy Kent and Ted Lasso, and obviously Crash Davis and Bull Durham. With that, that's going to wrap up the first August Patron's Choice. Might've been a little choppy, but hopefully the more we do these, the better they'll get. Maybe I can get a guest on for some future ones. Hopefully the September, I'm looking forward to doing the September one. I already got some great responses in. With these patrons' choice, again, if you are not a patron and want to participate in this, go to patreon.com/bigscreensports. Every patron who subscribes gets to participate in the patrons' choice episode. The higher tiers get some say in what's going to be covered or what the questions are, but every patron gets a say. I want to hear what these takes are. So patreon.com/bigscreensports. You can vote on episodes. We've got some great ones coming up. You can, you know, participate in the patron's choice stuff, and you can help support the show, which gets you my undying gratitude. I'm very appreciative to every patron who supports the show, everyone who participated in this kind of experimental patron's choice episode, and everyone who is continuing to subscribe, listen on a weekly basis, you know, let us know what you're thinking with those Apple Podcast reviews, and everyone who's tuning into the Ted Lasso recaps, which, you know, obviously having a blast doing. Really enjoying the second season of Ted Lasso. We're keeping that rolling right along this Thursday, covering the next episode of Ted Lasso. Me and Alex, really looking forward to that. I will say some scheduling stuff. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be gone on vacation for a week, so we haven't decided what we're going to do with that week of Ted Lasso. Maybe we do a double dip with the next episode and you know, talk about them both. Maybe we just move on. We'll kind of see what that brings, but Again, appreciate everyone who listens to the show. Patreon.com/bigscreensports. Check that out. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll catch you on Thursday talking Ted Lasso. Thanks for listening.